morning. Good morning. I trust that you feel great today. I do. What a wonderful day we have ahead of us again. This is Friday, and it's June 28th, and it's just 2 more days, and the month is done. Wow. The summer is on. Well, we trust that you're feeling extraordinarily well today. It is Friday, and you're dialed into Maximum Radio, and you're on the program called Global Time with Jesus Christ. Today's theme is the Word of Life. I'm Aubrey Gregory, and I'm honored, I mean that you would be up to join us in partnership for the next few minutes. We'll be praying. And I say welcome to all our partners and friends everywhere. I would like to invite you immediately. I would like to really take a pattern from Jesus' prayer that he taught his disciples. I feel that's so appropriate for today, certainly as our beginning. So if you would join me in what I would call the Disciples' Prayer. Many call it the Lord's Prayer, but I believe the Lord's Prayer is John 17, where we got to eavesdrop in his conversation with his father about his mission on earth and what he had accomplished in his obedience to his father who sent him to our planet, so to speak. So this is what he taught us to pray. And it's Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now that is a pattern of prayer that is loaded. I mean loaded. When we look at it in detail and under magnification, so to speak, we discover the potency of what Jesus was teaching to us about prayer. And the thing that rings through the entire passage is that there's authority in heaven that is being dispatched to earth. It's being transferred to earth over time. And so we're engaging in practicing that authority by doing exactly what you've done today, by making it an appointment to get up early and start your day before the Lord with a heart that is just trusting him that he will lead and he will guide. And that is the rule and authority of God that's being exercised, beginning with the throne room of the heart. And certainly, he is ruling and reigning in your heart. Ultimately, his kingdom will be in full manifestation across the entire earth, from the east to the west, from the north to the south. So we are praying that in, even as we meet early at the beginning of our days, to put our hearts and minds together in agreement with him. I'm excited about the month that's coming up in July, and we will be doing something that I'm really looking forward to, because Jesus inherits the entire earth. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it, Psalms 24:1. Powerful, powerful want to repeat that. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Therefore, most of the month and of July, and just a little peek into August, we would step out of our own circle of concern to hold before God's throne nations that are part of the Ramadan observances in the Muslim nations. And we want to, they are, all those nations belong to Jesus Christ, all the nations on the earth. And we want to stand in authority over the spiritual forces that would keep truth and light from penetrating all of the nations of the earth, including those that are celebrating in the month of July into August. Let's give you an example. A nation like Algeria, they have a population that exceeds 31 million, and 99% of them are Muslims. Now, God loves 100% of that nation, not just the 99%, 100%. And that nation belongs to the Lord, every such nation. So we will hold those nations or lift those nations up in prayer before the Lord. And we can't rest in our intercession till the whole earth is filled with God's glory. That's Psalm 72, verse 17 through 20. The whole earth will be filled with his glory. So once again, I extend a great welcome to all of our prayer partners and friends everywhere. A quick praise report. We're getting stats or statistics and reports on our broadcast, and I can tell you it's trending upwards tremendously across the nations. It is trending. The listenership, of course, our live audience is not as great as our archived audiences, meaning that people are not able to call in because they're someplace else in the earth. They are able to listen through the internet, listen on their computers, and we have a record of all of those as it occurs. And it is trending upwards powerfully. So we give God glory for that. We're talking thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands. And that's magnificent what God is doing. People are being blessed. People want to pray. And the Holy Spirit is moving across the earth to raise up prayer. So if you have a prayer request, please as they say in the business, forward it to us immediately. We would love to join you in agreement in any prayer concern or prayer burden that you have. If you have a praise report, also, it would be great. It encourages our hearts. It also lifts up the Lord Jesus Christ, and he gets the glory. He absolutely gets glory. We're encouraged that he does here, but not only here, but answers prayer. So thank you for joining us once again. My personal quick prayers report is that on yesterday, my wife concluded a career with the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. That's NJPAC, as it's called for short. And after 16 years of being there with that particular organization, her responsibilities there on yesterday ended with a great celebration, and we had an unexpected celebration on last evening. Some friends joined us for dinner at a wonderful eatery in the region here. And but we thank God for all of the wonderful years that God has given her in excellency of performance and service to people. And so that season is now ended, and guess what? Another season is now beginning, and we're excited about that. She'll be able to now be even a greater assist to myself in our ministry, in our task, our mission, and assignment that God has given us. So we wanted to let you know that God is a keeper. 16 years of high performance in her responsibilities, and it was just they just loved on her yesterday. And it's not just her, it's a whole bunch. They're closing a whole section, and they're outsourcing that department. So she and others were made their exit yesterday wonderfully, and God is just good to them. So that's our praise report, that God is a keeper in every way, in everything. So you be encouraged as God leads you through this day and every day forward. Be encouraged. God is in charge. Christ is not going to rule. He's already ruling. Hallelujah. He's already ruling. And we must count our blessings. All right. If you have a prayer request, please voice it. We have your line open so that you can be heard, and we want to agree with you on today. If there's a prayer request, now is a good time to voice it. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we want to pray for those that are traveling. This is a season of travel for us, for many, going on vacations, visiting, etc. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity that they have to travel. We have to travel. Father, we ask for divine supernatural protection of everyone that is traveling. They're traveling by the airways, to the air. They're traveling by surface transportation, railway, cars, highways, even at sea. Father, we challenge any atmosphere that is one of destruction, one of violence, one of recklessness. We challenge it in the name of Jesus right now. We ask for the dispatch of your ministering angels right now to protect young and old, to protect life and limb in the name of Jesus. Wherever people are moving and traveling on today, even if it's just to work, bless, Lord, in a mighty, mighty way. We thank you for who you are, and that we can come to you, because it's from you that our help comes. And so we look to you today by the power and the authority of heaven for coverage and protection for all our friends everywhere that are traveling. We even pray for ourselves. We are traveling on this weekend, not very far, but certainly we're hitting the highways. And we receive God's protection. He says, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So we thank you right now, Lord, for the protection that you afford us. In Jesus' name, we bless you right now. Everyone that is traveling, we bless you. Wherever you are on the earth, we bless you right now. Know that God is with you. We come against the spirit of fear and anxiety in the name of Jesus. He has given us a spirit of love and of power and a sound mind. Amen and amen. So we thank him. Let's believe God. Our theme today is the word of life. And in our I Am series, for those who are just joining us, God did say to Moses, he did speak to him, and he says, I am that I am. And God just is. It's difficult for the English language to really capture the essence of who he is, but we struggle, and his grace is sufficient, and he helps us. Today, the name that we're invoking that gives us some understanding of God's character and his attributes, his person, his personality, who he is, it's taken from Revelation chapter 19 and verse 13. That's the book of Revelation chapter 19 and verse 13. And it says, the word of life. Well, let's read it verbatim. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. He was clothed with a robe. Imagine that. He's talking about our Lord himself. He was clothed in a robe dipped in blood. Just visualize that momentarily. In addition, it says his name is called the Word of God. And the word here is capitalized because it's not speaking of just an ordinary word. It's speaking of the spoken Word of God, the revealed Word of God. So this is powerful. I am the Word of life, called the Bible, or the word, powerful. And this is who Jesus is to us. He's ruler, he's king over all and over all the nations. So we are trying to get used to that concept because it's a challenge for us to wrap our minds around that, but it's real. So that's our theme, the Word of Life. He is the Word. Once again, I invite you to just give ear to your prayer and our praise report. And we'll be happy to join you. We'll be encouraged by your prayer, or rather your praise report, if you have one. And if you have a prayer request, think of someone that you know that you want God to reveal himself to. You want God to draw them to himself. That's our task. If you want to make a prayer note about this, it's our task. We're not praying more. We're praying differently, and we're praying great things. And so I'm sure that you can think of many situations that you want to bring God's power and God's will to bear concerning. Think of your job, your community, your family, your relationships, people that you know that you want God to impact their lives like he has yours. Just lift them up in prayer. This is a walk of faith. That's what it is, a walk of faith. And faith stretches and reaches out. And so we're told in the Word, without faith we cannot please God. So we have to exercise faith. It's actually action as opposed to being a simple concept. You know, so name that person. Hallelujah. Name that situation. Name that circumstance.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. I praise your name to the Lord God. And my praise report is that I am so honored and blessed to know the Lord and to know all what he stands for. I thank him for his grace, and I thank him for his mercy, and I thank him for the wisdom and the knowledge that he's imparted to me. And today
thank
I would like prayer partners to help me to lift up this morning all of the gay community, even on today, because of what transpired 2 days ago, where they turned over the Defense of Marriage Act, and even on this Sunday, where they're going to be parading in the streets of New York City. We wanted to lift them up, that God will turn around their hearts and their minds and bring him to them and draw them to him by his Spirit, because I Pastor rightly said, he rules and reigns, no other body but him, and him alone.
Right.
He is the one true and living God, and he reigns supreme, and he can turn over everything and anything, because he is the Almighty God. So today, my saints, I want us to lift them up in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that praise report, as well as that prayer request. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. These are persons, as that were mentioned, that are in deep need of truth in light. Need salvation to begin with. That is, what is salvation? That is the act of God by his Holy Spirit to bring them to a place of repentance, a place where they can find peace, so that the flesh is no longer the satisfying factor, but what God is doing in the Spirit. And so they begin to hunger and thirst after righteousness. And of course, the Word promises that they shall be filled. Father, we lift up those individuals, Lord, who are following the rudiments of the world. They're following the ways of the world, which are so much different from your way. You have set the patterns for our lives, for our social connections and relationships. You've set the pattern, and it's clearly listed in your Word. We saw what you did in the book of Genesis. We saw that you created Adam and Eve, and you set the pattern for the family and for the marriage relationship. Father, we observe and agree with you on what we see in the Scriptures. And Father, we pray today that even in the midst of the distortions of reality and the distortions of truth, that your light and your truth will penetrate to the soul, Lord, dividing asunder the spirit of the soul, dividing asunder between spirit, soul, and body, penetrating, operating to bring life, life, newness of life, divine, supernatural life. And we agree today for this, Lord. Yes. We are not discouraged or perturbed by what we see in the media and what we hear along the airways and what we see in other media outlets. We know that heaven always was and always is and always will be. No other way other than the way of truth and life. And that's through the Son, Jesus Christ. So we agree today that the Son of God prevails, that every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess. We agree to that today, that that is occurring even now. Somewhere God is speaking to the heart. God is drawing by his power. He is tying the bands of love. He's binding his will to some heart, some place, right now, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, because we know that you not only hear, but you make manifestation of the answer. And Father, we speak, Lord, to the spiritual forces that are holding people hostage even now. Even in the midst of the so-called celebration that someone
yes,
and you've been
Lord,
dealing with
Lord.
Their hearts
turn
would
heart
be
you, God.
Just
turn their heart
broken
you.
Today
Jesus.
Under the weight and conviction of the Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
And they will say,
God.
Yes, Lord. They will say yes to you. They will say yes to you, Lord.
Jesus.
Their world would be turned upside down by the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
and in turn, you will cause them to turn the world upside down. In the name of Jesus. We send forth that word right to the atmosphere, to the occasion, to the circumstances on today that will celebrate something, Lord, that you did not have in your word. It opposes your plan and your purposes. So we thank you right now for hearing and answering this prayer. We thank you for loving all of us and for loving all of those people. In the name of Jesus, let your love and light shine today in some way. And we thank you for giving us the privilege to air this prayer in agreement with you. It's our privilege. It's our joy. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the mind to function like this, where we are facilitators of your will being on the earth. Thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Amen. Saints, I tell you, what a joy it is for us to function this way. And we are just one small part of something huge that God is doing. So huge that we could not wrap our minds around it. God is raising up prayer and people of prayer everywhere across the earth, even now. Because the hour in the battle is intense.
Yes.
And God is raising up the church from its sleep. We are trimming our lamps, getting ready for what the Lord is doing to make his paths straight. We are making his paths straight. There's a welcome by our functioning that appears in heaven. We are welcoming the return of the Lord. He's returning. He's going to return. And he's coming back not to suffer and die. He's coming back as our King and King of all the earth.
Yes.
He is asked for the nations and the utmost parts of the earth. That's what the Father instructed him to. He says, ask of me and I will give you the nations and the utmost parts of the earth for possession. So this is a story about a father and a son. This whole thing. And the father wanting the son to have all of his possessions. Oh, may God bless you richly on today. I tell you, we're honored. So walk with the King today. Move out boldly. Move out in faith and in power, believing God, because he's on the throne. Amen. He's on the throne. So may God bless you richly. Thank you for spending your week with us. Looking forward to next week. We're looking forward to have a special guest on next week. We're looking for God to send brand new mercies, not just today, but all next week. Have a wonderful day of worship on Sunday, wherever you are. Just bow low before him. Worship at his feet. Hold it. All the time. Amen. And amen. May God bless you.